Today's in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Vav. Be'ezus Hashem, we hope to do today both Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin, as Ayin Zayin with Aleph is very short. There's a big tosis over there that we're not going to do. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be able to actually do two Dafim today. And people have the opportunity to chazer the Gemara a little bit more than they might otherwise have when we do two Dafim together in one shir. So we pick up on the very top line of I involve Omer Aleph with the two dots. We learn continuously for the safety and success of Tzahal. May they be successful in bringing back the Chatufim. May they be safe. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Gonav v'hikdish v'achar kach tovach u'mochar v'chulei. Our Mishnah was in contrast to the previous Mishnah, where our Mishnah, we said, you are not going to be chayiv dalad v'hei if the ganav stole something, then was makdish it, and only afterwards did the shechita or the mechira when it was the property of hekdish. In the previous Mishnah, we said, if you stole something, then did tvichu mechira, and then were makdish it, so then you would be chayiv dalad v'hei. So, the Gemara says, Amrei, let us suggest over here that Bishlama, we understand atvicha lo mechayev. We understand why you're not chayev dalad v'heilvia for the shechting of the animal because you made it hektish. Because the ki kotovach, when you did shecht it, already the hektish kotovach. You were shechting something that belonged to hektish. And therefore, as Rashi says, we're dealing here bila achar yeyush. We're dealing with the original owners having given up hope of getting it back. That's what we're dealing with, kaiminon. Because we must be saying that it's after Yeish, because the Ilufne Yeish, if the original owners had not yet given up hope, so then the hektish that you did would not have worked, lo kitcha. And therefore, the Kiva and the Yeish, since the original owners did give up hope, kanya hektish. Now hektish is able to go and acquire the item, the Yeish, with the original person's Yeish, the original owner's Yeish, and Vishina Rishus, and transferring it from the owner of the ownership, the property of the Ganav, into the hektish Rishus. Hilkach, Lav demori kotovach. Therefore, in this situation, as the word said, the ki kotovach, the hektish kotovach, you're not shechting it when the original owner still has it, so to say, and therefore you're not going to be chayv dal v'hei. Now, velo demori kotovach. This is because it wasn't in the possession of the original owner at the time that you shechted it. You had transferred it over with the shin or yishus and the yeish to hektish. However, why don't we say that when you transit it over the hektish, you're over mechira? Eloah hektish l'chayiv. You're right. The tvicha part, that you're not going to be chayiv for. But just by transferring it over to hektish, why is that any different than a mechira? Eloah hektish l'chayiv. You should be chayiv dalav hey for transferring it over to hektish. Mali mechoro lehedyot. What difference does it make whether I sold it to a plain person, a regular person, or mali mechoro l'shamayim? Or if I gave it over to hektish. So, it should be chayiv for the mechira dalav hei. So why are we telling us over here that if you were makdish it, albeit for tzricha you're not be chayiv dalav hei, but you should be chayiv for the being makdish it as the mechira. So one says, you know why it's not? Because Homani, who's the author of this part of the Mishnah, it is Rabbi Shimon. This is the authorship of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds, the Omar, Kodshim Shechayev Biachri Yusin. If it's a type of hektish, which you are responsible for it. So a person said, Hare Olai Ola. I obligate myself to go and bring an Ola. In this situation, even though he designated Bessie to be his Ola, if Bessie, something happens to her, she gets a heart attack, she gets lost or stolen, you still have an obligation to bring an Ola. And therefore, in this situation, the Ganav had said, Hare Olai Ola, he was obligated in Ola, and now he's makdish this animal, so this animal will fulfill his obligation for the bringing of the Ola. So therefore, it is like money that is, to him, valuable, even though it's no longer in his rishus, it belongs to hektish. But since he's chayiv over here on the achrayus of this animal will save him $100, save him $1,000, not having to bring a carbon. He'll bring this animal as the carbon. If something were to happen to this animal, he would then have to pay out of his own pocket additional money to fulfill his obligation for an ola. So therefore, this is called chachim shechayiv biachriyuson. And therefore, to a certain extent, birishusei demore kaimi. Therefore, it still is within his rishus to a certain extent. It's not his rishus that if he does tvicha on it, that it's considered his rishus because it has gone over to hektish. But at the same time, it's not outside his rishus in terms of being makdish that it's considered being mechira to somebody else. And that's what Rashi says in Dibur Maskil, Rabbi Shimon Hi. Ukagon Shomar, the person that said, the Ganav had said, Hare Alai Ola. And then the Hifrish Kinevazu Linidro. And then he set aside this item that he stole, the Shor or Set, for the completion of his neder of Hare Alai Ola. So the kivin the chayav biachriyuso, since he has to pay for an ola, no matter what happens to this animal, the dover hagoril lemamonhu, this will save him money. It's considered kimamon dami, so it's still considered to a certain extent like his money. The lav mechirihi, and therefore it's not a mechira. Again, however, umiyu linyan tvicha, but in regards to tvicha, it is considered outside of his possession. The avagad the rishus ganav kaima, even though to a certain extent it's still in his rishus, like we just said, it's not mechira. And in fact, the imavdu chayav biachriyusam, he's obligated to bring another one in its place. So therefore, lehekdish chal alei. So to a certain extent, it belongs to hekdish. Mia shem hekdish lafuki mirushus mara kama v'lav demara katovach. And therefore, it's neither a mechira nor is it a tvicha, and that's why it's not chayav dalav hay. So that's great if you say it's Rav Shimon. But the only problem is, Gemara says, the seif of the Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon's opinion. How many the seif of Rabbi Shimon heavy? Since the seif of the Mishnah says specifically what Rabbi Shimon holds, so therefore this reisha lav Rabbi Shimon. It's not going to be Rabbi Shimon, and then Rabbi Shimon again. It wouldn't have repeated Rabbi Shimon's name. So therefore, this can't be Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So it says you're right. Okay, let's agree to that. Ella hocha b'mayaskin. So then, why in the reisha of the Mishnah are you not chayav dalav hay for the mechira? Because the kachim kalim. We're dealing here with kachim kalim. Va'aliba der Yosef Aglili, the Amar kachim kalim mamun balamu. He didn't make it into an ola. We're dealing here where he made it into a shlomim. He made it into kachim kalim. Now kachim kalim, according to Yosef Aglili, are considered still in the possession of the person who was makdish this animal as a shlomim. So the ganav was makdish this animal as a shlomim. So it is called hekdish. So it's not going to be chayav for the tficha on it. And similarly, it is not going to be called a sale when he gave it over to Hekdish because it's Kashim Kalim, and Rav Yossi Aglili holds that Kashim Kalim are considered Mamun Balamhu, and therefore, to a certain extent, it still is his, and that's why you're not chayav for the Tzvicha, because it belongs to Hekdish, but you're not chayav the Mechira, because it still belongs to you. To a certain extent, it's not Hekdish, it is Hekdish, and therefore, you're not chayav Tzvicha, and you're not chayav Mechira. Where it says, that's great, so then, why did the previous Mishnah not take this into consideration? Because now, if you're telling me that this din only applies to Kodshei Kalim, but if it was Kodshei Kadoshim, in fact, there would be a Mechira, so then Avo Kodshei Kodshei Mai, Meshalim Teshlum in Arba V'Chamisha, you would have to pay Dalav Hay. So then, now, when we lump the previous Mishnah, which I said at the beginning of the Shia, said that if you go and steal something, and then you're to do tvicha mechira, and then you go and be makdish it. So then you will be chayav dalav hay. Instead of separating the two cases from having one before hektish and one after hektish, so then if the din is different between kachi kadoshim and kachi kalim, just say that, and you'd have one similar idea, and you wouldn't have to bring in a new idea. So if you're telling me that kachi kadoshim, you'd be chayav dalav hay, kachi kalim, you're not chayav dalav hay. So at the Tani Reisha, instead of having the Reisha teach us the case of Gona v'tovach, the achakach hikdish, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, which is like a separate discussion. The tvicha comes before the hekdish. In our Mishnah, the tvicha comes after the hekdish, so you'd be much simpler to say in the following manner. Lithlog v'lisnei bidida. We always like to give the cases in the same case as possible if we can contrast the two sides, the dalav hay side and the non-dalav hay side, within the same case. So lithlog v'lisnei bidida. But medvar memurim, you should have just said simply that when are you not chayiv in dalav hay, that's when you're dealing with kachi kalim. Because, again, it's considered, for tvicha purposes, it belongs to hektish, but for mechira purposes, it still belongs to you. As opposed to avo b'kachi kadoshim, it's considered totally that it belongs to hektish, and therefore, you're chayiv over here for the mechira. Avo b'kachi kadoshim, mishalim tishlumi abim b'chamisha, because of the mechira. So, that's a problem if we say that our Mishnah is, in fact, authored by Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So, where it says, you're right, our Mishnah is neither Rabbi Shimon in the Tanakhama, nor is it Rabbi Aglili, El Leolim, in fact, lo shnor kachi kadoshim, velo shnor kachim kalim. Doesn't make any difference between kachi kadoshim and kachi kalim. The difference between the previous Mishnah and our Mishnah is when you are makdish it. In the previous Mishnah, you first did the tvicha, and therefore, you chayiv dalav hay. In our Mishnah, you did the hekdish in between, and therefore you first were you ganvid it, and then you makdish it, and then you did the tvicha. So in that situation, you're not going to be chayiv dalav hay for the reasons that we mentioned. So therefore, so udekashaloch mali mechoru lehedjot mali mechoru l'shamayim. So then the question is: so how come when you makdish it, you aren't in fact doing the mechira in our Mishnah? So the answer is mechoru lehedjot. When you sell something to another person, let's say the ganav whose name is Reuven sells this to Shimon. So in that situation, Me'ikara Torah to Reuven, originally it was Reuven's possession. It's called Reuven's shor, the Gan of shor. V'hashta Torah de Shimon, and now it is called Shimon's shor. So in this situation, there was a change in the ownership. So there is a mechira. But by hektish, mechor l'shamayim, when you naktish something, you make it hektish. So originally it's called Reuven, the Ganav's shor, but even after he's maktish it, it's still called Reuven's shor to a certain extent. May kara Torah de Reuven, v'hashta Torah de Reuven. And that's why it's not considered a mechira when you give it over to hektish. Okay, so that's how we have to explain our Mishnah. Now, we now quote Rabbi Shimon. We said the Reisha can't be Rabbi Shimon because now the Sefer of the Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon. And what did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon Omer v'chule. Rabbi Shimon had said that when you're makdish an animal, if you retain the achrayis for the animal, then you would pay dalad v'hei because it is if you are shechting your own animal because you have achrayis responsibilities on it. It is dover hagoreim limamam. It's causing you money if that item gets lost. So therefore, having it still around benefits you, so it's still considered in your possession, and that's why you're chayav dalav hay, according to Rabbi Shimon. But if it's something that you're not chayav chayis for, for example, the person said, this animal will be an ola. So this animal, then, if it gets lost, though, then he has no other obligation. So therefore, it's not dover agorim lamamam. It's only if he said, haray olai ola, so he's obligating himself, as opposed to obligating this animal. So that's the difference between whether he has achrayis or not achrayis. And Rabbi Shimon says, if you have achrayis still, it's dover hagorim lamamam, then you are chayav dalav hay. If it's something that you don't have achrayis for, so then it's not dover hagorim lamamam, and therefore, you're not going to have dalav hay. So the Gemara questions and says, it should be the exact opposite. Amrei, Gemara says, Nihi the Sava Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, we understand Mali Mechor LeHedjot, Mali Mechor LeShamayim. According to Rabbi Shimon, we understand there is no difference between Mechira to another person, Reuven selling it to Shimon, or Reuven being Maktishit. If it's Dovar that you have a responsibility for, if it is an item that you have a chrayis on, so then there is no difference between selling it to a plain person or selling it to Hektish or giving it to Hektish. So that is the answer. Dalad v'hei, if you have a chrayis, no dalad v'hei, if you don't have a chrayis, that is what Rabbi Shimon said. Mor says, if chomei b'alei, but in fact, it should be the exact opposite. Kodshim shechayev b'achriyusim, if you still have an achrayis on it, you said, harei olai ola, so then in fact, it should be that you're potter from dalad v'hei. Why? Because the akate lo nofach mirushusei, because it's still in your rishus. So why should it be chayev for the mechira in that situation? And in fact, kachim she'eino chayev v'achriyusan, and something which doesn't have achrayis, so now it's no longer in your rishus. You should be chayev dalav hay the mafki lei mirishusay, because it has left your rishus. So it should be pum fakert, the way we learned it in the Mishnah. So the more answers, Amrei, you have to say over here, the Rabbi Shimon amil sa'achrite koi. In fact, Rabbi Shimon is not going on the case of the Tanakama, where it was gonav, makdish, and then tovach umochar. He's not going on that case because Amre, you have to say that Rabbi Shimon is talking about something else. And this is what Rabbi Shimon is saying. In the following case, Ein haganav achar haganav mishalim teshlumi arba v'chamisha. We learned this previously. It says, v'gunav mibeis ha'ish. It has to be stolen from that person's house. And if you go steal it from a ganav, ganav A goes and stole the item, and then ganav B steals it from ganav A. So ganav B is not going to be chayiv kefil. He's not going to be chayiv dalav hay. So ein haganav achar haganav mishalim teshlumi arba v'chamisha. He doesn't have to go and pay dalav hay. Doesn't even have to pay kefil. Likewise, v'chein gonev hektish mibeis balim potter. Likewise, if you steal an animal that was hektish, and then you go and shecht it, or you sell it, so then, in fact, you won't have to pay dalav v'hei here as well. So the case of gonev achar ganav doesn't pay dalav v'hei, and likewise, if you steal from hektish, you don't pay dalav v'hei. Why? My timer, because the pasuk, as I pointed out, says v'gunav mibei so'ish. Kitein ish al reyeyu, kesef ochilim lishmor, v'gunav mibei so'ish. The pasuk says you have to steal it from the person who owns it. V'lo mibei hektish, and not from hektish. Now, that's the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon. And now along comes Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon, no. Kachim shechayev biachriyusan, if it's a type of kachim that was stolen, that the original owner is, it's a dover hagorim lamamon, and he is going to be needing that animal, it will save him money. If that animal is lost, he'll have to go and purchase another animal from his own pocket. So this is a dover hagorim lamamon, so then in that situation, you would be chayev still dal of the hay. If you were to go and shecht it after you stole it from that person. Why? My time up. Because the pasuk says, Karina bay viguna mibe so ish. Because that still fulfills the idea that it's stolen from his house because he still has an achrayus on it. It's a dover agorim lemamon, and therefore it is still considered to a certain extent it's within the possession of that person. So therefore, you chayav dalav hay. However, v'sheinu chayav biyachri yusun, you would be parted from dalav hay because the low karin and bevu gunav beis. Oh, so therefore, Rabbi Shimon makes a distinction over here between money that is Dover Hagorim Lamamon, where there's an achrayus on the carbon, and therefore it is still considered to a certain extent within the possession, and therefore if you would go and do teficha on it, you would be chayv dalav hay. Whereas if it was something that was not something that is a Dover Hagorim Lamamon, it doesn't have a achrayus on it, you said, hare ze ola, and therefore the original owner said that this is an ola, and now you go and steal it, that's not called v'gunah mipei so ish. Now we understand Rabbi Shimon. More still questions. It says Michtei Shamin and Leila Rabbi Shimon. Wait a second. According to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is the Amar Shchita Shein Ruah L'Shchita Lo Shmo Shchita. If a Shchita is not a valid Shchita, in other words, you can't go and eat from this item after the Shchita, it's not called a valid Shchita. And in this situation, Kachim Nami Shchita Shein Ruahhi. Wait a second. This was an animal of Hektish we just said you stole. It's a Dover Agar L'Mamun. So you said, the original owner said, Harei Olai Ola, and you stole that. So when you shecht it, guess what? It's not eligible to be eaten because you just shecht it hektish chutz liazara. So it is not something that you can eat. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you're saying that this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, then guess what? This is a shchita she'ena re'uya l'shchita. It's not a good shchita. You can't eat from this item because it was hektish, it was shechted outside the Azara. And therefore, lo shmo shchita. And Rabbi Shimon would therefore say that it's not called tevicha. You wouldn't be chayav dalav hay. What's going on? Kachim nami shchita she'ena re'uyahi. This is a shchita that's not a valid shchita. So we'll give several tevruchim. Two in the name of Rav Yochanan, two different opinions within the name of Rav Yochanan, and one shita of Reish Lakish. So the first answer we give is Kiyosa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Israel to Babel, so he said over the name of Rav Yochanan, Kiyosa Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Yochanan, he said, we're dealing here with Bishochei Tmimim, Mibifnim. We're dealing here that the Ganav shechted the item, this animal that was Harei Olai Ola, it's a Dover Agor Lamamon from the original owner, he stole this animal, this Ola, and he went and shechted it inside the Beit HaMikdash, inside the Azara, b'shochei tmimim mibifnim l'shem balim, for the purpose of the balim. And that's why it's a shchita shiruya. Where it says, if Rav Dimi is correct, then v'harei chosra kerali balim. So wait a second. So then he returned it to the original owners. Why would he be chayv for anything? The original owners needed to sacrifice this as a korban ola. He brought it, so to say, on the owner's behalf as a carbon ola. So as if he returned it to the original owner, he shouldn't be chayiv kefal, he shouldn't be chayiv dalet the hay, he shouldn't be chayiv anything. He gave the karen back to the original owner, and he sacrificed it for the original owner. Harei chozra karen lebalim. Why is there any chayiv whatsoever over here? So that can't be the right understanding of Rav Dimi or Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Oven qualifies it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Oven, no. He shechted it inside the Azara. He was shochei tminim bibifnim l'shem balim, but the balim didn't get a kapara from it. Why? Because shenishpach hadam. We have the unusual case. It's a little bit dochak Tosfos points out, but Rav Yitzchak Bar Oven had no choice, as we'll see in a second. He didn't hold like the second opinion of Rav Yochanan, and therefore he has to say that it was shechted, but when they collected the blood, the kohen was a klutz, and it all spilt out on the floor. Once it spills out on the floor, you can't do the zrika with it, and therefore the owners did not get a kapara, because you only get the kapara, you only satisfy bringing your ola when the zrika is done. And if the zrika wasn't done, so then you didn't bring your ola, and therefore you didn't satisfy your requirement, and therefore in this situation, it is a shchita haru'uya, albeit you didn't return it to the balim. You don't have chazara karen libalim because it wasn't satisfying the requirement for the original balim to bring an ola. So therefore, yechayev dalet v'hei in this situation. That's how Rav Yitzchak Bar Oven explains Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Alternatively, ki os Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan. When Ravin came, we have a number of Tamidim Rav Yochanan went back and forth from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, transferring the Torah from both places to the other place. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over the name of Yochanan, he also Ravin, Amar of Yochanan, we're dealing here, b'shochei tmimim bifnim, shelo l'shem balim, that you shechted the tmimim inside the Beis HaMikdash, so it's a shchita haru'uya, but you didn't do it l'shem balim, you did it for somebody else. If you don't do it l'shem balim, so then the balim don't get their fulfillment of their obligation. So he shechted the original owner's ola, but he didn't do it in the name of the original ola. And the din is, when you shecht an animal inside the Beis HaMikdash, shelo l'shem ba'alim, so the animal is a valid sacrifice, it is an ola, and you can continue doing all the avoda of the ola on it. However, it doesn't fulfill the obligation of the original owner. It wasn't done l'shem ba'alim. And therefore, it's a good carbon, so therefore it's a shechita shereuya. However, it in fact is not going to fulfill the original ba'alim, so you don't have chazra keren le'ba'alim, and that's what Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan says is the case. So slightly different than nishpach hadam. Why didn't Rav Yitzchak bar Ravin want to say the case of Rav Yochanan? So Tosus in the bottom, Tosus points out, in this situation, you wouldn't be dealing with all animals. It wouldn't be a korban pesach or a chatos. The mifsalei shelo l'shman. If it was not done l'shman, it wouldn't be a shechita ha'ruuya, because in that situation, it is not going to be a valid carbon. As opposed to an ola, it would be a valid carbon. So that's why Rav Yitzchak bar Ravin didn't want to give the teretz of Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan. In any event, these are the opinions of Rav Yochanan, that either it was some sort of a tmimim that was shechted bifnim, either the dam was nishpach, or in fact it wasn't done l'shem balim, and therefore in both situations, the original owner didn't fulfill his obligation to bring an ola, and therefore is no longer going to be dover hagorim l'mamam, and therefore you're going to be chayiv dalav hey, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's a shechita re'uya, and it wasn't a fulfillment of the original owner's obligation, so you're chayiv dalav hey. Very good. That's the two different opinions of Rav Yochanan. Now we have Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Omar, we're dealing here, B'shochet Bali Mumim Bachutz. We're dealing here with a Baal Mum. The animal no longer was able to be brought as a carbon. So, therefore, it is allowed to be shechted Bachutz. And therefore, we're dealing here with the Ganav shechted it Bachutz. It's a Baal Mum, and he shechted it Bachutz. And therefore, it didn't fulfill the original owner's obligation. The person who had it stolen from, he had said it was an ola. But this isn't an ola. It is a baal mum now. It can't be brought as an ola. And therefore, the shechita is a shechita re'uya, because you're allowed to go shecht this now outside. And it didn't fulfill the original owner's obligation. So it wasn't a din of chazra le'balim. And that's why chayav dalav hei. So we have the terutzim of Rav Yochanan and the terutz of Reish Lakish. Gemara questions this. Toy bar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is surprised. He's questioning this, and he says, "I don't understand." Rabbi Yochanan shechita materis, follow zrika materis. How can you tell me that this is a shechita reuya? Because now that he shechted it, it's a good shechita. Guess what? A carbon that is shechted, the shechita isn't materit to make it a good shechita. It's only after you do the zrikas hadam that it's considered a good shechita. And in this situation, according to the opinion of Rav Yitzchak bar Ravin, it never underwent a proper zrika because nishpach adam. And according to Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan, it didn't undergo a proper zrika because it was done not l'shem balim. And this question really is on both versions of Rav Yochanan. It's certainly a lot stronger on the nishpach adam that never had zrika done. But even according to Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan, where the shechita wasn't done properly, it wasn't done l'shem balim, so it doesn't matter it, according to this understanding of Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, that's really not the shechita going and making it materis. You need zrika to be materis. So how is this a shechita ruuya because of the shechita? Now, L'Reish Lakish, you similarly have a question. He says that it's a shochet bali mum b'chutz. So according to Reish Lakish, so shechita materis, is it just permitted once it has a bal mum? So you'll have to just go shecht it? No, you have to go redeem it first. Velo pidiyah materis, it's only the redemption that allows it to be shechted as a baal mum b'chutz. And it wasn't redeemed over here. So again, Rabbi Elazar says, these terutzim, both of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, don't seem to be a shechita haru'uya. It still is not the shechita, it's matirit. So the Gemara says, no. Ish tamitze ha de Rabbi Shimon. This opinion of Rabbi Elazar forgot the basic din of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds, kola ome lizro kizorik domi, v'chol ome liftos kipodui domi. In both of these situations, you're right, there was a second step. You needed a zrika after the shechita, and you needed first to have the pediyah before you could go and do the shechita. But Rabbi Shimon holds that something that is waiting to have zrika done to it, kola ome lizro, we view it already as if the zrika has been done. So therefore, the shechita is a shechita ru'uya. And likewise, something that is waiting to have pidiyah done to it, it has a baal mum status, and therefore it can be redeemed. We view it as if it's already been redeemed, and therefore the shechita that is done is in fact going to be a shechita re'uya. Now, where do we see that Rabbi Shimon holds these things, and therefore it knocks off the question of where your laws are? So we see as follows: Kol Omi Lizro Kizorik Domi. Something that is waiting to have zrika done to it, we view it as already if it's had zrika. So as soon as you do the shechita, so it's Omi Lizro, and therefore we view it as if it in fact has had the zrika done. Where do we see that? The Tanya. We learn the following brisa, and this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh no sar shu mitame tumas ochlin. V'yesh no sar she'enu mitame tumas ochlin. So we introduce here the concept of nosar. We haven't had this in a while. Nosar is a carbon that is past its time. So let's say a korban chatas. A korban chatas is allowed to be eaten for that day that it was shechted and the following night. A korban shlav is allowed to be eaten for that day, the following night, and then the following day as well. Different korbanos have different time periods that they're allowed to be eaten. When it's beyond that time period, it now is the status of nosar. It no longer is allowed to be eaten. If in fact somebody eats it, they're going to be chayiv kares. So you have to burn the nosar. So Rabbi Shimon says, there is a type of nosar that has din of tumas oakland. It's still considered a food. Even though it can't be eaten, it still has a din of food, and therefore it can accept tumah. There is a din of tumah on it, potentially. It can accept tumah. And then there's a type of nosar that can't accept tumah. It doesn't have the status of being oakland, and therefore it can't accept tumah. Only foods can accept tumah. Something that's a non-food item, it's not a kli, it's not a utensil, it's a non-food item, so therefore it can't accept tumah if it's not considered an ocha. So Rabbi Shimon says that only nosar that is a food item can accept the status of tumah, but nosar that is not considered a food item will not be able to be metame. Now, what's the difference? Nosar is nosar. How can you have nosar that can accept tumah and nosar that cannot accept tumah? Nosar that is a food item and nosar that's not a food item. Ketzad, what's going on? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon holds lon lifnei zrika, if there was lina. Now here's a new concept, another concept we haven't had in a while, lina. Lina means that the zrika wasn't done until it's already night. You have to do the zrika the same day that you shechted the carbon. So you shechted the carbon on Tuesday in the afternoon, you have to do the zrika before it's night. If it's lon, you haven't done the zrika by nightfall, you can never do the zrika. That carbon is not going to be a good carbon. So lon lifnei zrika, if you had lina, if it went into the nighttime without having the zrika done, so then it never had a shas hakosher, and therefore ainu mitame tumas ochlin. It never was a status of being a food because it never was having the zrika done to it during the daytime. It didn't have zrika done, therefore it's not mutar liachila. It's not considered an ochel, and therefore it's not mitame tumas ochlin. However, if the lina occurred liachar zrika, again lina means it's now nighttime, and it this was done during the daytime, the zrika, and now it's nighttime, so the achar zrika, so then it does have the status of being a food, and it's matami to masochlin. Now, the kaimalon, now what does this have to do with our discussion about nosar? The kaimalon, what does it mean, my lifnei zrika? What does it mean before the zrika? It means kodem shenira lizrika. It doesn't mean actually that the zrika was done. It meant that it was capable of being done. The zrika was able to be done. And when it says la'achar zrika, it doesn't mean that the zrika was done. It means la'achar shenira lizrika, that you could have done the zrika. Now, here's where we see Rabbi Shimon's point. What do we mean? Kodem shenira lizrika lon mahi. What are we saying over here that before the zrika, it is considered to be lon? Under what circumstances are we talking about? So the Gemara explains, Delo have yeshuhus bayom lemizrike. The person shechted, let's say the nighttime is at 6 o'clock. The guy shechted it at 5:59 p.m. And boom, he finishes the shechita as he goes through the 50% of the windpipe and of the food pipe. Boom, it turns 6 o'clock. So the shechita was done during the day, but now it is nighttime, and therefore the zrika would only be able to be done at night. It never had a shas hechsher to do zrika during the day. So this is what it means. The lo havi shos bayom lemizrike. The shachte somach l'shkias cham. You shachted at 5:59, right before the sun sets. The eino mitami tumas ochlin in this situation because it never had a shas zrika. So even though you didn't do the zrika, there wasn't even an opportunity to do the zrika. And this is the definition, according to Rabbi Shimon, of lon lifnei zrika. Even before there was an opportunity to do the zrika, it was lon. And that's why it's not called ever having a shasa kosher, and that's why it is not going to be makabel tumas ochlin. However, in this situation, they know matami tumas ochlin. But li acha shenira lizrika lon. you shechted it not at 5:59. You shechted it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you waited and you waited and you waited, and you didn't do the zrika, and now it's nightfall. So now liacha sheniru lizrika lon. So therefore, even though you didn't do the zrika, there was an opportunity to do the zrika. The havi shows by yom lemizra, okay, and therefore it is considered that the zrika was done, even though it wasn't done. Here's a situation where we view it as if the zrika was done. Ome lizro kizaruk domri. The havi shows by yom lemizra. So you had 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock to go do the zrika, even though you didn't do it. So now it is not called lon lifnei zrika. This is called lon liacha zrika. Even though you didn't do the zrika, it was royal zrika. Ome lizro kizaruk domri. And mitami to us Oakland. And therefore, alma kol ome lizro kizaruk domri. This is the first sheet of Reb Shimon proven from this price. The second sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Cholome Liftos, Kipodui Domui, that Rabbi Shimon said, according to Reish Lakish, that if you went and shechted this Bamum outside the Azara, because you're allowed to, but it didn't yet have a pidyon, we view it as a valid Shlita because Ome Liftos, Kipodui Domui. Where do we see that opinion? The Tanya. We learn the following brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we turn to the very short Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph. That was very short, only for the terms of the Gemara. There are two huge tosas in over here. We're not going to go into great detail. They argue with Rashi's understanding. We're just going to learn nice and simple like Rashi. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we turn to Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph. A para, Rashi tells us, this is a para duma mitama tumas ochlin. Has the capability under certain situations of being an ochel, and therefore to be mitami tumas ochlin. Now this is problematic. How can you tell me it's mitami tumas ochlin if it's a para duma? It's also by na. When you shecht it, so you go and burn it, you're not letting it go and eat it. So what's going on over here? How can it be considered ever having a shas kosher that you're going to say that it would be able to be eaten? As Rashi says, lecho mishenishkata v'yordolo toras ocha, and it does have the status of being an ocha. If you're not allowed to eat it, how could that possibly be? So the Gemara answers, because it did have a moment that it could have been eaten. What are you talking about? When did it have a moment that could be eaten? And we turn now to Ayin Zayin Omid Beis. This is the shortest piece of Gemara for us ever on an Omid Aleph. The Omer Reish Lakish, when did it have the Shas HaKoshes? So Reish Lakish says, Omer Hayu Rabbi Shimon. He brings down our Rabbi Shimon, the Tana Rabbi Shimon, and he says that the Tana Rabbi Shimon holds that Para Niftes Agabe Marachta. The Para Aduma is shechted, and now it's supposed to be a Para Aduma. It's not eligible to be eaten because it's designated to be a Para Aduma. But, and you can see this in the top Rashi, Omer Reish Lakish, then how did they ever have a shasa kosher that you could be eaten? Because the Omer Rabbi Shimon holds that para niftes, you could have redeemed this para duma even after the shlita, before you burn it. Afilu nishkita al gabe hamarocha, the bach is the word gabe. So even though you shechted it after it's on the pile of wood ready to be burned, but it hasn't yet been burned, kamishpot, like you're supposed to burn it, if you were to find a better para duma. Para duma is very rare. There are only, according to the Chachamim, 9 para adumas in the world so far. There was the one of Moshe Rabbeinu that lasted for the entire first Beis HaMikdash. Then you had the para aduma of Ezra, and then another 7 para adumas were done in the second Beis HaMikdash. So a total of 1 by Moshe, 1 by Ezra, 7 additional ones, and the 10th one will be Moshiach Tzikenu. The opinion of Rav Meir is that Moshe Rabbeinu did one, Ezra did one, and there were only 4 more in the second Beis HaMikdash, and the final 7th one will be the coming of Mashiach. So in any event, we have this din that there's a Parah Aduma that is a rare event, but if you find a better one, you just shechted this Parah Aduma, and somebody comes, hey, I got a better one. So, in Matzah Acher is Yofi Mimenu, you know what? Vizeu Shasa Kosher Shalah. Because we now exchange it. You're allowed to redeem it as long as it hasn't been burned yet. You can still redeem it even after it's been shechted and it's on Gabi HaMaracha. It's waiting to be burned. The Afa Pidilo Nidfes, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds, even though you didn't find another Paraduma and you didn't go and redeem it, technically, Afilu Hochi, Mashve La Uchle, it turns it into an Ochel, Hol Ru'uya Liftos. It could have been Nifte at that point in time. So even though it wasn't Poda, Alma, back to the Gemara, kol ome liftos kipadui dami. And therefore, this is the proof that Rabbi Shimon holds that in the case of Reish Lakish, where it was a bamum and he shechted it outside the Azara, even though it wasn't yet redeemed, ome liftos kipadui dami, and therefore it's a shechita ru'uya. So we've slugged up Rabbi Loza's kashas on both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's understanding of Rabbi Shimon with the two proofs that we just had, ome lizro kizarik dami, and ome liftos kipadui dami. Okay, Now the Gemara continues and says, "Bishlama Rav Yochanan lo amar kirishim and lakish." We understand why Rav Yochanan didn't want to say like the case of Rishim and lakish because that narrowed it down to being a baal mum. And Rav Yochanan wanted to have the case of both the baal mum. He doesn't disagree with the Rishim, but he wanted to have the case of tamimim as well. The koboy look mele masdisin afilu b'tamimim. He doesn't disagree with the Rish Lakish. He says, "Yes, if it was a baal mum, he shechted it outside. That would also be a shchita reuya." But he wanted to establish it in the case even of a tamimim. So that's why Rav Yochanan didn't say like Rish Lakish. No. Ella Reish Lakish, my time with all my Rav Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say the more expansive opinion of Rav Yochanan? So the Gemara says, Amalach Reish Lakish would have answered, and he says, the pasuk tells us, U'tvacho, and again we have the printer or the editor's mistake. He keeps on saying, U'tvacho, U'mecharo, it's U'tvacho, and the Masechta Sash changes it around to O'mecharo, that's what the pasuk is. So, Ki Yignovi Shoroseh, U'tvacho, O'mecharo. So we have the heckish in the pasuk between Tvicha and Mechira. And Reish Lakish would say, Kol hecho di isei b'mechira, isei b'tvicha. Wherever you can do mechira, so then the din of daladei applies by tvicha as well. You need both of them, the capability of being a sale or the capability of shechting it. However, for kol hecho de leisa b'mechira, if there is no capability of selling it, so then even if you were to shecht it, you would mechai daladei, leisei b'tvicha. And here, Vahani Kachim, the whole Dechi Miazbin Kachim, Lohavi Mechira. You can't sell Kachim. They always belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They never lost. They're always in the possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you can't sell something that's Hekdish. Once it's Hekdish, that's it. There is a concept of redemption under certain situations, but you can't sell Hekdish. So therefore, since there's no capability of doing Mechira, Rabbi Shimon holds, Reish Lakish says, Les Nehu B'Tvicha. Therefore, there is no din of tvicha, and that's why Reish Lakish said you can't be dealing over here with an animal that is a tamim, because if it's a tamim, there is no mechira. A baal mum, there is a concept of mechira; you can redeem it, and therefore, only by a baal mum does this din of Rabbi Shimon apply. But it would not apply according to Reish Lakish by a tamim. Gemara says this machlokus that we just brought down between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Obviously, Reish Lakish says that you need to have both tvicha and mechira capability. Rav Yochanan obviously disagrees with that. So the Azul Tamayu, we see them disagreeing on this elsewhere. The Idmar, because we learned in the Beis Medrash, Hamocher Treifa L'Divrei Rabbi Shimon. If a person sells a treifa according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that you need a shchita reuya. So tvicha definitely doesn't apply with the treifa. You can't have dalad hay in regards to tvicha. But what about mechira? The ganav stole it, and then he sold it. Now, if, according to Rabbi Shimon, he shechted it, it's a shchita she'en ruya, so therefore you wouldn't chay dalad hay. But what happens if you sold this treifa? Hamocher treifa l'divrei Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, perfectly good. Chayid, you'd be chayid dalad hay in that situation. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, despite the fact that you can't do tevicha, you can do mechira. The two aren't connected. He doesn't hold from the hekish utvacha o mechiro like Reish Lakish did. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yichayev." Reish Lakish said, "No." Potter in this situation, you wouldn't be chayev dalav hay for this mechira. Why not? So again, I've already explained it. See it inside now. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yichayev." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yichayev," because isay b'mechira. Because even though Afogab the leise b'tvicha, isay b'mechira. Even though you're right, there is no din of tvicha. It's a shchita she'en ruya according to Rishim, and that's no good. So you can't go and shecht a treifa and be chayv dalav hay. But the mechira you can, because he doesn't hold from the hekish or tvacho or mechira. Isay b'mechira, it does have a din of mechira. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Reish Lakish Amar potter, because kiva the leise b'tvicha, because obviously you can't do a tvicha and be chayv dalav hay if it's a shchita she'en ruya. So therefore, tvicha doesn't apply, so too. Then mechira doesn't apply. Leisa b'mechira, because he holds the hekish of tvacho o mechiro. Now, those are their established shitas. Rav Yochanan questions Reish Lakish. Eis Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. What about the following scenario? Gonav kilayim utvacha. If a person stole an animal that was a kilayim, it was a half breed, it was a mixture, let's say, of a goat and a sheep, so utvacha, and then he goes and shechs it. Now, the Braisa only mentions over here tvicha in regards to the kilayim. It then gives us another case. If you have a treifa, umechara, if you have an animal that's a treifa, the ganav stole the treifa, and then he sold it. So, according to the Braisa, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. You have to pay four or five. You pay the dollar of the hay in this situation. Now, my lab, Rabbi Shimon, here, aren't we talking about Rabbi Shimon over here? Because he says, you sold treifa umachra. It doesn't say treifa utvacha. It says treifa umachra, implying that this is only going according to Rabbi Shimon, because tevicha would not be good. And that's why it specifically mentions in the Braisa, treifa umachra. So obviously, this Braisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon here. And yet, you see that you're chayiv dalav hay for mechira. This is exactly like me, Rabbi Yochanan says, and Akash and you Reish Lakish. Alma, Avo gab delay se betvicha, even though there clearly is no tvicha by a treifa, according to Rabbi Shimon, isi mechira. This price says there is mechira exactly like me, Kash and you Reish Lakish. So Amalei Reish Lakish says, no, this is not the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, it's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Or says, if it's the opinion of the Rabbanan, Rabbanan, so treifa me mechira, Isa bezvicha leisa. So the, why did it only mention in regards to the treifa mechira? Why did it also mention zvicha? Why are we limiting it if it's the chachamim? The chachamim say that there's mechira and zvicha. They don't hold that it has to be a shchita or ru'uya. So therefore, this should have applied by the treifa not only to mechira, also to the zvicha. So that's a problem. So Gemara says, "Ella, my Rabbi Shimon." So then, if it's Rabbi Shimon, so then kilayim betvicha isa b'mechira lesa. So why did it only mention by the kilayim? It only said in the brisa ganav kilayim utvacha. It should have said ganav kilayim u'mechara. So kilayim betvicha isa b'mechira lesa. So why didn't it mention it over there? Ella, what must it be? Ella tana zvicha v'uadin l'mechira. So it didn't only mean tvicha by the kilayim; it also meant mechira. So to Aviyah, who I did the mechira. Same thing when it said by the treifa mechira. It was emel rabban and nami. It was talking about the chacham's opinion. Tana mechira, who I did the tvicha. So it was talking about mechira, but it also meant tvicha. So the whole thing is according to the opinion of the chacham, not Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it's no kasha on Reish Lakish's understanding of the hekish. Mor says, wait a second, it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo, what Rabbi Yochanan respond to this? He would say, Hi Mai, what are you talking about? Why should it only mention tvicha by kilayim and only mention mechira by the treifa if it's not Rabbi Shimon? If it's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, we understand why it only lists the mechira in regards to the treifa, because he doesn't hold that for tvicha you'd be chayav dalvei. So iyam is b'shalom Rabbi Shimon. If you say this price reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, we understand. I did the ton of treifa b'chada, since it could only say the in the din of treifa mechira. So therefore, for parallelism, it says by kilayim ton of kilayim b'chada. So it only mentions one by kilayim. It only mentions tvicha by kilayim. So by kilayim, it's actually tvicha mechira. But for parallelism, since by the treifa it can only be mechira and it can't be tvicha, according to Rabbi Shimon, so therefore it mentions only one by kilayim. So that makes good sense. Tani kilayim b'chad as well. But if you're telling me Reish Lakish, Ella Iyamris Rabban, he's saying this is the entire opinion of Rabban, and it only mentions one by kilayim, but it means both, and it only mentions one by tvich, by treifa, but it means both. So then Ella Iyamris Rabbanan. So then why are you having two separate sections? Narvinu, you should have combined the both together, Vinisninu, and learned them in the following way: if a person steals ganav kilayim or treifa. Ganav kilayim utreifa. You don't need two separate sections. So tvachon u'mecharon, if you did shchita or you did mechira, according to the chachamim, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, because they don't need shchita or ruya, and therefore it shouldn't make any difference over here whether you're dealing with kilayim or with the treifa. You should be chayiv both for the tvicha and the mechira. And therefore, it's very problematic to say, like you were saying, Reish Lakish, that this brisa is in accord with the chachamim's opinion, and it's not Rabbi Shimon. And where says Taka? This is a kasha. This is a problem for Reish Lakish. Again, when we have kasha, it doesn't mean that there's no teretz. It means the Gemara says, okay, it's a good kasha. There's a teretz, but we're not going to discuss it further. Okay. Now the Gemara says, you just taught us that by kilayim there is a din of dalav hay. But wait a second. There's a pasuk that seems to exclude kilayim from the din of dalav hay. Because now, the way Rashi understands this, we don't have the Rashi over here, but Tosos in Dira Baskel, Zeh Bono Av, teaches us that in the Gemara in Chulin, Rashi says over there in Perik Oso, the Yazbino, that Rashi is bringing this pasuk, seh, kisiv. When it says the word seh in the pasuk, it means to exclude a kilayim. The pasuk is ki gedovish shor o seh, utvacho o mucharo, chamisho bakor yishalem tachas ashor, v'abashon tachas aseh. It's our pasuk that we've been saying many times over here, the pasuk utvacho o mucharo, it says the word seh. And the word seh comes to exclude kilayim. Tosos says it's a different pasuk. Tosos brings down that this pasuk is coming from next week's parasha, parasha's bow, where it talks about the Pesach, the bringing of the Korban Pesach. It says in Perek Yubeis, in Parshas Bo, Se Tomim Zohar Ben Shana Yeluchem. So he says that's the pasuk that comes to exclude Kilayim. So back to Akamara, it says Kilayim, you're telling me that Kilayim has a din of Dalav Hay, but it says Se in regards to Kilayim. Se Ksiv, and therefore The Omar Rava, Zeh Bona Av, when it says set in one place, either the pasuk that we've been dealing with over here, like Rashi says, Ki Ignovi Shor Oseh, or the pasuk by Korban Pesach, which says Seh Tomin Zohar Ben Shono Yeluchem, whichever pasuk it is, that's a Bininah coming to teach us. Kol Mokum Shinem Raseh, wherever it says Seh, Eino Elo Lahotzi Ese Kilayim. It comes with Dafka to exclude Kilayim. That's why it says Seh. And therefore, it can't be Kilayim. So how can you tell me this price that says that you pay Dalai Vey if you went and shechted or sold Kilayim? So the Gemara answers, no, shiny hoch, this case is different in regards to the Geneva, because the Omar Kor, the Pasuk specifically has the extra word, Utvacho O Mecharo, and that O comes to go and take you away from the regular Bininah that Seh comes to exclude Kilayim and comes O Lerabos as a Kilayim to include in this situation that the din of Dalet Vehei, the din of Kefil, does apply to Kilayim. Squirrel questions and says, really, every time you have the word O, the whole O, Lerabosu, does it always come to be Marbe? But I'll show you, Vatanya, we have the Pasuk that says, Shoro Kesefo Eis, Ki Voleid, Voyoshi Vasimim Tachasimo, Umiyomashmi Vahola Yeretse, Lekorban, Ishel Hashem. And here we have the word O twice, and the Pasuk tells us, Shor O Kesef, so that comes Prat Lekilayim. That comes specifically to go and exclude Kilayim from being brought as a Korban. And then when it says O again, O Eis, it says O A's, short O Kesef, O A's, the second time it says O, that's coming to exclude Prat Lenidme, coming to exclude an animal that even though it is the child of two biological parents that are the same species, let's say two sheep or two goats, but it doesn't look like a sheep, it looks like a goat, or it doesn't look like the goat, it looks like a sheep. So that's called the Nidme. So these are excluded, you're not allowed to bring them as korbanos as well. So here, the word O is coming to be Memayit, not to be Marbe. How can you tell me O is coming to be Marbe Kilayim in the din of Geneva? So Omar Rava says that it all depends on the context. Hocha mein yoni dekra, the hocha mein yoni dekra. It all depends on the flow of the psukim. In regards to the pasuk of Geneva, ki ignov ish sor O seh, so there, hocha gabi geneva, where it says, d'ksiv shor o seh, shi'iyatu yachol lohotzi kilayim ibineim. A shor and a seh are incompatible in terms of having a product. They can't have a child. So there cannot be a kilayim. A shor cannot mate with a seh. And therefore, the O is coming to lirabos kilayim, come to include in the din a kilayim of geneva. Because it wouldn't have been possible to have a product, a child, from a shor and a seh. So therefore, the O in that situation is coming to be marbe kilayim to include it in the din of kefil and dalet vehei. Gabi kachim, however, d'chsiv kesef v'eis, it lumps together the sheep and the goat. Now the sheep and the goat can have a product. They can have a child. Shati yochol lohotzi kilayim ibineim. There can be a successful mating of those two to have a hybrid. And therefore, the O in that situation is lamayitu. So in the first case, by Geneva, there is no possibility of a kilayim, so therefore the O has to become to be marbe the din of kilayim by Geneva. Where in the case of Kesef or A's, where there could be a product, there could be a hybrid type of a birth that's from a goat and a sheep, so therefore O in that situation is coming to be mayit. And we continue on Ayin Chesam and Aleph, where it says, but wait a second, by Gabe Kachim, Nami Nemar Shor O Kesef. In regards to Kachim, the Pasuk was Shor O Kesef O A. So yes, the Kesef O A's, so they can have a hybrid, but the Shor O Kesef cannot have a hybrid. And therefore, She'enat Yecholu Zikilayim Ibneim, from the Shor O Kesef part, so Unirabe, so therefore, that should come based upon the principle that you just said. If you can't have it, so then it comes to be Marbe. If you can have it, it comes to be Mayit. So then from the beginning of the Pasuk, it should be coming to include Kilayim in the din. So Gemara says, no, me the Sefer l'mayit, reshanam l'mayit. No, because the Sefer is kesef aways, so that's a miyut, so therefore, by definition then, the reshas also has to be a miyut. Shor kesef also be a miyut. Gemara says, ha'ad rabba, learn it the other way around. Me the resha l'rabos, since the resha cannot have a hybrid between them, so it's coming to be marbe, so then the Sefer, even though it can have a hybrid between them, Sefer nami l'rabos. So again, why are you learning it as a miyut? Because of the second part of the pasuk kesef aways, you should learn it as a riboy from the first part, shor kesef. Gemara says, no, that's not possible. Hi, Mai. Again, you got to look at the context. If you're telling me it's coming to be memayit, so then, tre miyute, you need two miyutim. Why? Because the avo got the imit kilayim, because one is used for kilayim, but that wouldn't automatically include a nidme. And therefore, you need a second miyut, itzrich le miyute, nidme. However, Eli Iyarmas l'rabos, so if you're coming to tell me it's coming to be marbe kilayim, so if it's coming to include a kilayim, it's a riboy, so if you're being marbe kilayim, so tre ribui lomeli. Why would I need two Lushonos of Riboy, because Hashtag Kilayim Irbile, if Kilayim is included, so certainly Nidman Biboy, would I need a separate pasuk to tell me you have to include a Nidman? Nidman is not as clear that it would be Osir as a Kilayim. That's why you need a Riboy for Kilayim. Once you have a Riboy for Kilayim, you would not need another Riboy for Nidman. And therefore, it makes more sense to say that both of them are Miyutim. Now, we're still in the middle of this Indian a little bit, but this is a good breakpoint. We've already done two Dapim for today, so it gives people time, hopefully, to Chazor of the Gemara, maybe try to tackle that big Tosus and yourself on the Omen Aleph of Ayin Zayin. But in any event, with this, we'll conclude today's share.